I'm Kim Ash McPherson. I was born here in Troy, grew up in South Troy from a family of 10. I'm the youngest out of 10. So I went to all the schools in Troy, school 12, school 10, Troy High. Did a little stint in Catholic High, but I found out that I was more of a public school girl. After that, you know, I was working throughout school, and then I ended up meeting my husband and getting married, two children. I have a son, 34, and a daughter that's 27. I have four grandchildren. My husband is deceased, so I live here in Lansingburg.
You are running to represent District 2. This is North Central and South Lansingburg neighborhoods. Why did you decide to run for city council now? You've already served at large, and maybe you could talk about your time on the council and what your platform is like in this race.
Sure. I ran for city council at large back in 2016. Or it was 2015 that I ran. There was three people at large, and we represented the whole city. You had your council president, and then you had two at-large candidates. You represented the whole city, each district. Being born and raised here in Troy, you go off and you see many different areas. You know many parts of the areas and different nooks and crannies in our neighborhoods. I love Troy. Troy is in my blood. I deal with Troy on a daily basis. Raised my kids here. At large, you know, you're running from one end of the city to the other. So, and I was out there meeting more and more people in Troy. You've got the East Side, you've got the Albia, you have Sickaway, you have all these different areas. And in growing up in Troy, I was in all these different areas. My term as an at-large council person termed because it was only a two-year stint because the previous council had taken it out. No more nine-member council member. It went down to seven. So growing up and coming up in here, and my husband and I decided to raise our family here. We bought a house up in here in Lansingburg. So I've been up here for like 30-some-odd years. My husband is deceased, and he's the one who actually got me involved into politics. We used to go to all the neighborhood meetings down here on the Fifth Ave Church in the basements with meetings down there. In different areas, we went to neighborhood meetings. After he passed away is when I really got involved in running for office and whatnot. I needed something to keep my hands busy after raising my children.
That makes sense. And can you talk a little bit about your platform and what you're running on now?
What I'm running on is we have a lot of issues throughout the city of Troy, but mainly up in here in Lansingburg and in North Central, a lot of our basic services are gone. When I was in office, we fought to keep a lot of things going here. And it's like the services have really fallen down. And I'm not one to sit here and do nothing. When I wasn't in office, I was still out there walking the streets, doing what I can to help. And now I see that there's more things that need to be done that we can do. We've got a lot of garbage issues. We've got a lot of crime. And I just want to be a part of getting our city back up and running, especially in this area.
Now, this past week, there was the TNAC Meet the Candidates event, and there were a lot of people talking about crime and garbage, as you just mentioned. What will you do for those issues, or maybe the issues that surround them in this neighborhood?
Well, as far as the garbage goes, when the mayor put this garbage fee in place, we fought very hard against it because this is exactly what we said was going to happen. You're going to get a lot of dumping. You're going to get a lot of people just putting it all out there, and our basic services went down. Our employees in DPW and in the city, they work very hard, and there's only so much they can do and to try to keep everything under control. I think with the garbage, I'd like to see a clean sweep come through and go from one end of Lansingburg coming down through North Central and hitting all the alleys, cleaning it all out. Once it's all cleaned out, start issuing citations to homeowners, to the absentees or landlords, and to the businesses. Just because the front of your house or your building you're responsible for, you're just as responsible for the back end of the alleys, and they're just as important to keep clean. As far as the crime, there's a lot of kids that are just running around on these streets that we need to get control of. The bikes, they're riding the bikes and just, you know, in the road, they have no care of what's happening because they don't see anything happen. Our police are trying to do the best they can with what they can. They need help just as much. They need people like us out there helping them, giving them the information to say, hey, we need to take control of this. We need to fix this. So those are things that I'm going to be looking at when I'm in office.
So is it the bikes, or is it that the youth don't have anything else to do right now, program-wise?
Well, they say that they don't have anything to do, but there are programs out here. You guys do things here. You've got Jerry Ford with Team Hero. He does a lot with the kids. I had spoken with Jerry when I was in the council and when I did a short stint on the county ledge that I wanted to introduce him to the county DSS because I was thinking of let's try to get these kids together going from 16 to 18, get them into internships, try and get them down into the county and to the city and look at coming in and seeing how jobs are done, seeing how you can do the applications to get your name on the list, to take the civil service test, to do things. So I introduced Jerry, you know, down in the city, and this is with Teresa Bedoin in DSS to get together to try and get this up and running. I think that's something that should be good. But you also got to remember, there's a lot of kids out in these streets that don't want to come off the streets. And that's where we're having our issue is, what are you going to do with these kids that don't want to? So that's something we really, as a community, need to look at.
District 2 has been in the news recently. It is one of the poorest areas in the city and the largest concentration of minority voters. As we all know, former councilperson Mark McGrath resigned after a voicemail was published where he was heard saying racial slurs. Both you and your opponent are white. What will you do to bridge the gap between you and your constituents of color?
I'll do what I've been doing all along. I don't look at color when I'm representing anybody. I'll be doing the same thing out there on the streets, talking to everybody just like I do. Just because my skin isn't the same color doesn't mean I care any less. This is my neighborhood, my community, just as much as everybody else's, and we need to take it as a community and fix it. We're broken. We have to look beyond the diversity of all of us and work together to get our streets back together and our families and our kids.
In my interview recently with Deb Garrett, who filled the vacant District 2 seat, she said to me that she would like to see you and your opponent, but more your opponent, more out there on the streets. Is that a priority to you? And if you are elected, how do you see engaging with the public playing out?
I've been out on the streets, so I'm there. I'm engaging the public and any part of Troy, different functions that I go to. I work full-time in a nursing home. I'm a Medicaid specialist. So if there's something going on, I'm there to be there. But I've always been on the streets. I'm a street person. I'm a street fighter. So I know how to walk the streets. Am I afraid to walk in North Central and in Lansingburg? No, I'm not afraid. Am I cautious? Yes, you have to be cautious. You know, you've got to watch where you're going because we have the crime, because we have the kids running around or the gang members running around shooting. We need to get control of that. Let's start working together to clean up our streets.
Thanks for sharing and clarifying. I noticed that you are running on the Republican, conservative, working families, and independent tickets for city council. Is that correct? You're listed on all of those lines?
I am. I'm a registered conservative.
And so I was just curious, how do you align with the working families platform?
Working family is working families, families that are working, that are out there trying to survive, trying to do what they can to maintain their properties, to maintain their homes, maintain putting food on the table for their kids. So when I say working family, I'm a working family person myself. My husband, like I said, passed away. There's 9 years between our kids. My son was 21 at the time. And our daughter was 12. I was left to raise both the kids. You know, I had to deal with, we just lost your dad. I just lost my husband. You know, I was working one job, or actually I was working two jobs. I had to give up one job so I could make sure I was home with our daughter to make sure that she stayed on the straight and narrow. So, you know, you got to do to work to maintain, and that's...
I hear you, and I can respect that on one level, but I learned the working families issues are often more on the progressive line, affordable housing, climate change, jobs, healthcare, raising minimum wage, universal paid sick days. It is a more progressive platform than that of the other parties you are running on.
With affordable housing, I am for affordable housing. Everybody should have affordable housing. Everybody should be able to live. And when I look in North Central, just because you're poor, you shouldn't have to live in a building that's not being maintained by your landlords. You shouldn't have to live like you're poor just because you are poor. There's things you can do, and your landlords need to be held accountable. That's one of the things that I really want to make sure that these absentee landlords are going to be responsible. So affordable housing is bringing somebody into the neighborhood and maintaining the property, as the tenant has to maintain the property as much as a landlord. So I do align myself with the working family in that respect.
We are unfortunately quickly running out of time, and I do want to give you the last word. So is there anything we didn't cover that you want to say, and how can voters find out more about you or connect with you?
My phone number is out there. They can see me on the streets. I'm always around. They can reach me at any time. They know somebody to get to Kim. They can. I'm looking forward to being elected, and hopefully that the District 2 will elect me. I've got a lot to offer to them. I've been around the block. I've done this, you know, the council before, and so the experience is with me.